Welcome to the acclaimed podcast, Deep Dive with Andy and the White Whale.
Wednesday, Deep Dive, Olympic finale podcast. We've brought back our Canadian friend, The Mill, to take a victory lap for what was the best bet of the Olympic medal prop.
Of the Olympiad.
Andy, Mill, welcome to a celebratory episode of The Deep Dive.
What's going on, guys?
Mill, great call on Canada. You were going to do a rendition of O Canada for us to start off the pod. You're going to do Fergie style?
If I did Fergie style, I'd be a little worried about the backlash I would get. That looked rough. I don't think I could handle that. That looked like a lot of pressure on her.
It's been a wild week, man. For a while there, it looked like Canada was going to come up oh so short, coming in with silver medal after silver medal after silver medal. But then they really hit the afterburners here, currently sitting at 9. Where do you think this lands for Team Canada? We're talking, obviously, the big bet was over 8.5 golds for Canada. They're at 9 now. That thing's home. Bovada already cashed it. Did Five Dimes cash it yet? I don't think they did.
No.
Still sitting in the queue there. It's unlikely that Canada is going to win the most golds, but kind of take us through some of the highs and lows of the week for you, Mill.
Well, I was messaging back and forth with you guys, and I was quite down on it after maybe day two or three. Looking at it, they had like 6 silver, no gold. I was like, you got to be fucking shitting me. Like, I pissed someone off in another life, and this just hasn't been my year. And like, I have now cursed my countries to get 0 gold medal. You know, gambling will take you to some deep, dark places really quickly where you find out a lot about yourself. Man.
What was your favorite of the Canada golds? I can tell you mine.
Yeah, I mean, that's a silly question.
Favorite's going to be Tessa and Scott Moir in the ice dance.
And absolutely.
So I was sitting here, I was watching it with the missus, and we were on the couch, and she was flipping through Instagram, and she was showing me all these videos of how they were dancing together when they were 9. And like, just because of the limits, I've definitely bet thousands upon thousands of dollars more on sporting events than I had on that skate. But I'm telling you right now, I was pacing up and down the house like a psycho. I went up to her, I was like, feel my hand. Sweaty these are. She looked at me and goes, you need to go to Gamblers Anonymous? Like, what is wrong with you? What did you bet on this? I was like, honestly, like, I didn't bet that much. But I'm so emotionally invested in wanting them to win. Like, it had everything. They've been skating together since they were 9. And then I found out the French are like their hated rivals, and I was just hooked in that moment.
Yeah, that was – I had Twitter up, and, you know, obviously my normal Twitter feed is not going to be ice dancing heavy. So I just – I threw it in. I like to do this. We were talking off air, me and Whale, about this. I like to throw it in the search bar, a certain topic, and see what everybody is saying about something. And, boy, Canada was on Twitter at that moment.
Like, Canada ice dancing.
If you typed in Scott and Tessa, oh, man, and the highs and lows that they felt, because after the French had their – I mean, the French scored very highly. They needed a near-perfect dance. We wanted that win. I'd bet it twice because mine had cashed earlier in the week by accident, so I felt like there was a karma move I had to bet it again.
Oh, yeah.
So I bet it again. Big time karma. Another one at plus 80, 180. And we needed that gold for all the – we're all on the Canada over 8.5. So,
they were dying.
They thought it was over. Boy, they got screwed by the judges. And, yeah. Oh, this is awful. And then 10 minutes later, it's why aren't they engaged yet? And
yeah. And, oh, by the way, I needed to make sure French did not pick up that gold. That was a double dip.
It was more of a sweat than I had on the Super Bowl.
It was crazy. That was crazy. More of a sweat than the Super Bowl and ice dancing in the Olympics. Can you believe it? It was pretty funny watching it play out live because we did some handicapping. We did a bunch of funny figure skating handicapping where we were looking at like training results for the Japanese guy to see if he was fit, and that was a lot of fun.
We watched training videos of the Japanese.
Yeah.
Like YouTube videos where there's zero English on the page. It's all in Japanese.
I used my free bet from signing up with my bookie on the Japanese guy, in addition to betting him at five dimes. So I was double on him too.
How did you get that free bet, Will?
Oh, it was just deposit bonuses, wasn't it? I've used up my free bets at my bookie now too, which. My bookie isn't the best, but
no.
It was the only one where you could bet the anthem at Rough and Rowdy, and we were joking about, like, tennis has been okay, soccer's been okay, basketball's been okay, but anthems. Anthems is where the money is right now.
Dude, running roughshod on anthems props. It's just crazy. It's good on an anthem prop heater right now. I had to specifically get an account there and deposit and got a free bet just out of being, you know, making sure I could get a play down on Big Cat doing the national anthem over. The other funny handicapping we were doing for the ice dance was we were like, I was posting the shots of like, here were their scores from world championships last year. And I was like, okay, well, you know, the French did better in the longer program. Like they did, you know, their top score was like 119 and the Canadians were like 116. And then you looked at the team event and the Canadians got 118. And I'm thinking, okay, well, that's a good bar. Like the Canadians are probably going to go 118 again. And then the French, like they threw a personal record out there by two full points. And it was like, oh shit. And I mean, my wife was watching and she was like, there's no way they're losing. Like that was an absolutely perfect program. Like it was so, you know, so moving and so perfect. Like there's, you know, the judges are going to, you know, the Canadians are going to have to, you know, do something absolutely, you know, superlative to beat that. And go figure, like Tessa and Scott have been skating as a pair for 20 years and they got their personal best in that skate in that moment by like two full points. And they needed both of those two full points of a personal best to get the gold medal.
Like, so goofy talking, but it was like straight out of a movie.
It was
like
crazy.
They were the last ones to go.
Yeah.
You know, like in the movie, someone pulls them aside and like, your grandfather would have wanted you to do this. And they went out there as the, you know, final skate of the Olympics, maybe ever for them. And they go out and just make us money.
Yep. I've been enjoying the other social media conspiracy theories about whether or not they're actually, you know, they're actually a partnership on and off the ice. Have you guys been following all that?
I don't know too much. I think the American couple are doing it.
Oh, definitely. There's no doubt. Not the brothers.
No, that one. The Asian couple. They had some chemistry.
They're brothers.
No, they are not.
Yes, they are. They are brother and sister. Shibutanis.
Yeah.
I thought that was just a cute name.
No. They're definitely brother sister. I think you're fucking with us. You knew they were brother and sister.
Yeah. When you follow ice dancing like I do, you know.
That was an incredible sweat, and that was a huge performance from Team Canada, keeping that gold out of the hands of the French, especially.
Speaking of Team Canada, if Neil would like to take a quick rant about the favorite Canadian women's curling team.
Yes, what happened?
I don't know. Like that was. It was tough to watch. The only enjoyable moment was when her husband came out double-fisting beers at 9 a.m. He was probably trying to drink away his sorrows of something was going on with that team where they just couldn't get out of their own way, couldn't get out of their heads. That was tough to watch. I mean, and like when we were talking earlier, I had capped it that Canada was going to take 3 gold from curling. So when that bet was looking really dire, it was because the women's team was shit. And I was sitting there thinking, like, there's no way – we're getting home on this bet. Like, there's just absolutely no way. And then out of nowhere, someone I've never heard of in ski cross gets a gold. Andy texts me. I wake up. I didn't even know that that was a sport. I'm, oh, shit. There we go. We're done.
Ski cross, whatever that is.
Yeah, I checked the medals. And I got up early and checked the medals. I'm like, huh, Canada won something. I didn't follow this one.
Yep. The biggest individual hit I had so far was another Canadian, TJ Blumen. He won that 10K. That was freaking awesome. After Sven Kramer from the Netherlands got beat TJ out in the 5K, the odds went way out of control. Like he went from plus 250 to plus 500 on most books. You could see it coming too, because in the 5K, TJ was like way off the pace for the first half, you know, for the first like three quarters of the race. And then he finally turned it on at the very end to win his heat and to get the silver medal. So you knew he had late speed and he had a better skate in him in the 10K. And he won that thing going away. Like he just was out absolutely easily the best skater in the field. It was great fun to watch, especially at the finish. And TJ Blumen brings home a 5-1 winner. That was a brilliant call by you. You had a couple of the good ones too, right? You hit the cross country skier from Switzerland at 2-1.
The bobsled.
Did you
2-1?
Yeah,
tied. I got bobsled. I don't know if that's going to be the same for everyone.
You hit the.
I think if it was just to win gold, they won a gold medal.
Did you hit the? You had the Canadian mixed curling team, right?
Yeah, plus 140.
Cool.
Olympics are great for that. I mean, the Winter Olympics isn't going to be as good to me as the Summer Olympics was a couple of years ago, but it's still going to be a decent haul, and people are going to laugh, make fun. Why are you betting on the Olympics? But you know, like these are some of the softest lines you're going to see all year.
Yep. I would agree. Yeah. I mean, the easiest bet that I won that wasn't Big Cat going over on the Anthem was a snowboarder who they had in a matchup lined at minus 115 who didn't even compete in the event. Like she tore her ACL in practice and she wasn't even on the start list. And they had her in a matchup. And so I was like, okay, well, she's obviously not going to finish higher than this girl. And sure enough, yeah, they cashed that bet. So that was pretty sweet. You know, so there's been a lot of those kind of opportunities to just, you know, swipe
money easy winners. Money.
Yeah, that's right. As we look at the current medal standings, Norway is at the top with 13 golds, Germany 12 right now. Canada's got 9. I think we can probably look for Canada to get 3-4 more. Maybe they finish at 12, 13. Does that sound right to you guys?
I'd say 2 or 3.
12, yeah. I okay. The mistakes early with all the silvers are going to hold them from winning that medal table, but I thought they would have a really good look at the end, and they almost did.
Yeah, Norway is clearly going to finish with the most medals. They're at 33 right now. Germany's second with 24, so that's not even close. But it's pretty neck and neck between Norway and Germany. I think we can probably say it's tied 13-13 because the Nordic combined team event, Germany's minus 1,000 favorites. So they're almost certainly going to win that, which means it's pretty much 13-13 right now. And it's going to come down. It's, you know, potentially could end up in a tie, which would be pretty funny. Be a bunch of winners in the deep dive kind of tournament of champions. A bunch of people pick Norway and Germany, so that'll be funny. United States, we think they're going to stay under their total.
So I was going.
Do you guys concur?
C4. Yeah, they'll get that. I mean, they'll get the. There's a snowboarding medal left. We get all those.
They'll get
Big Air could go to Canada.
Right, Alpine combined women. They'll probably get Michaela Schifrin. Probably get one in the freestyle skiing.
Yeah,
and then I don't know. Yeah, like
that's good. Hockey. Yeah, that's a good point.
The top four favorites in the freestyle skiing halfpipe are all American.
Oh, they should probably
are looking to run the whole podium there, and then they could win they could win one tonight in hockey. The women's hockey,
absolutely,
they're favored, and then yeah, probably Schifrin, but that. That's about it, unless they really go on a tear in curling. I think best case is 10.
Let's talk about hockey. That's a good segue. What's your predicted score in the hockey game, Andy?
5-2 Canada. High-scoring event.
Whoa. Wow. Mill, what do you got?
I was going to say like 3-2 Canada. They went in overtime.
Ooh.
5-2. I'm trying to find a line on something like that now. I don't even have one up at my book.
You got to bet in on Canada?
I do, yeah, but I got some worse odds. I took them before the tournament at like plus 110, plus 120.
Now this particular matchup, there's like plus 150.
Yeah, after they already beat the States. And, you know, I was kind of mentioning to you guys that the women's U.S. hockey team for the women, they've been really dominant outside of the Olympics. But when it comes to the Olympics, it's been Canada owning them for like the last 4 or 5 times around. So I don't know. I was a little bit surprised by that line, and I kind of wish that maybe I could bet on them tonight, but I don't really feel like double dipping.
Do you call it the States?
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah. I don't know if I've heard you say that yet.
The States that are united.
The States. I like it.
Yeah. So did you took a position on Canada, Andy?
I did. Plus 130, okay. Half of that, just because I think I can live bet this game, and I might have a little fun if Canada scores first and get a little squirrely on both sides.
Nice. Nice.
Big air just happened, by the way.
Oh, did it? Who won?
Austria.
Big air? Really? Austria? Oh, and the women.
Snowboard women.
Anna Glasser.
Yeah, and the women's snowboard big air.
Yeah, that she was the favorite. That's predictable. Okay, that's cool. As long as it's not France.
I should have done that. Like, oh, France won a medal.
Oh, dude, don't even tell. You know, I've been watching religiously at the house, and the missus has been cracking up every time France does something crazy. She's been just enjoying my misery on this every step of the way. We'll get to France in a second. We're gonna make a consensus. I gotta play in on Canada as well. Canada to win the game tonight. Let's go Canadian women hockey. And who do you like on the men, Mel?
Did you guys see Sweden get upset by Germany today?
Yeah.
Oh, that
was a surprise.
Oh, Sweden came roaring back too in the third. That was Germany's in the final four they're in the semifinals of the tournament, and they're a 25-1 to win. So, yeah, they weren't supposed to get this far.
Who's like in a year where they're players? Fuck, why not?
Who's even their best player? Dirk Nowitzki?
Christian Ehrhoff? Or Ehrhoff, maybe? I don't know. I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't know. I looked at the box score this morning, but
it is weird looking at these hockey teams. Probably looking at
Canada-Russia final. Canada's goalie's out. I don't know. I'm finding it really hard to get into just because I know it's not the best in the world at skating.
Yeah, same here. I really have watched very little of it. It's been like probably the least interesting part of the Olympics for me, the hockey.
It's all KHL players and stuff. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean Russia, is there a line up still for Russia, because they're gonna dominate us, right? I mean, they're only minus 160. I'm surprised by that. That might be worth a little.
Canada.
They got to win 2 games.
Yeah, I think they can do that. They got the best players by far. How about in the curling? You think Canada brings it home in the men's curling?
I don't know. There's been like some weird shit going on with the Canadian curling teams where they're just getting in their head. Like, you know, you could probably argue that for like the men's side, like if you can make it out of like the Canadian nationals, that's the hardest competition you're going to face. So, but you could say the same thing about the women, and now look where they are.
Good point. It's a good point.
Just as an aside for the women, I think Great Britain at plus 300 might be worth a sniff.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I kind of liked them before the tournament, and I don't know. I think they're probably the best team that's left, in all honesty.
Wow. All right. Interesting.
I think I just talked myself about that on them.
Great Britain. Great Britain hasn't won a gold yet, have they? Or no, they did. They got a golden skeleton. They got a skeleton gold, right? Okay, cool. Good stuff. The the alpine skiing, I guess. Let's start with some of these other sports real quick and just run down what's left. You think Michaela Schifrin takes the combined tonight? I think that's pretty likely. She's been a little underwhelming. She came in fourth in her marquee event, which was too bad. You know, she won the giant slalom. That's good stuff. And the combined tonight downhill run and then the slalom run, there's really, you know, she's the only one that can really compete in both of those. And even though she didn't do the downhill, I would expect her to have a good enough run that she wins this combined going away. Who do you guys, have you guys seen any odds for this team event coming up? You got any feel for who can win the alpine skiing team event? Austria plus 500 looks pretty damn tasty. I don't know why Austria would be that high. Norway at plus 1,000. Why would this surprising? Some of these lines are surprising. Austria and Norway look like it's worth a half unit swing on both of those. Austria at plus 600, Norway at plus 1,000. In the alpine skiing, Norway's overperformed this whole Olympics so far. They notoriously have the best equipment people. I don't know why this is like no one else can figure out how to wax skis as good as the Norwegians, but it helped Axel and Svindal win the downhill. It helped Rowinkle yesterday get the silver in the downhill. So Norway at plus 1,000, definitely getting a sprinkle for me in the team event. The biathlon.
I've made like four Olympic bets already since we've been like, this is spending all my tennis money.
Dude, how about the French biathlon?
How do you guys feel about parlaying the Germany large hill minus 1,000 with everything?
Why not?
Yeah, I like a little bit in the better Nordic combined.
I mean, how many jumps do you get on that? Because falls and all that.
I don't know. That's such a tilted line. They have to be that much better, I guess. I really don't know anything about it. Nordic combined is my least favorite event, probably. Biathlon. Actually, I take it back. Biathlon is my least favorite event because because this clown Martin Fourcade has stuck it in my face. I had no faith in him heading into this event, heading into this Olympics, to be able to repeat the success he had in 2014, and he has stuffed it in my face by not only winning the same two gold medals he won in 2014, but picking up a third, highly improbable mixed team relay gold. It's so brutal.
I really wanted Germany to get that one.
So brutal. And so basically it's like I needed them to stay under six, and they've picked up three biathlon golds for fuck's sake. So go figure. I look down what's available left here to bet on, and the only I see two pretty reasonable prices on them for two more biathlon golds, but there's really nothing else that France has a legit shot to win the gold in. So I gotta think long and hard if I'm gonna hedge in either of these two relays here. There's the 4x6 women's relay, they're plus 350, and then there's a 4x7.5 men's relay where they're plus 275. Thoughts? Should I just let it ride? I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, just do it. What's the worst that could happen?
Nothing. Yeah, that Martin Fourcade wins his fourth gold medal and single-handedly sticks it in my face that he took France over their medal total. Yeah, brutal. I had it at plus 160, and I took a little bit out to hedge on the giant slalom guy at 8-1. So I'm sitting at about plus 120 right now. The other interesting, I guess maybe the highlight of tomorrow is going to be the women's figure skating. Did you guys catch the two Russian gals going head to head in the short program yesterday? Andy, did you see that?
I missed it. I'm full ice dancing. Figure skating's dead to me.
Okay.
Figure skating's like a poor man's ice dancing.
Did you see it, Mel?
No, I was. I'm still coming off my emotional high of Scott and Tessa, so ice dancing and figure skating in general might be dead for me for the next 4 years.
We have some good friends in the kind of gambling Twitter chat that we have that were heavy duty on the favorite coming into this. And this was supposed to be her moment, man. Wow. This was supposed to be her crowning Olympics. She's been the best women's figure skater in the world for like 3 years. She came into this heavily favored to win gold. They swapped out her for – actually, she lost to a 15-year-old Russian in the qualifying in Russia right before this event. And it was like – that was the first sign of like, oh, wait a second. What's going on here? In the team event, they swapped out this 15-year-old gal for the long program, and she skated her ass off, had by far and away the best program of all of the women in the team program in the long. And so here we sit now, and she just, you know, we had a world record from the presumptive favorite coming into this, whose name is Medvedeva, she now is an underdog, substantial underdog, to this 15-year-old wunderkind, whose name is Zagitova. Right. So Zagitova is sitting here at -130 now. Medvedeva is even. This is a huge surprise, huge shock. It wasn't expected that they were going to be able to compete. And I guess, you know, as exciting as it is to have this, 15-year-old gal, come up out of nowhere and be a threat. You got to look at the vet here in the long program and expect that maybe she has a little bit more constitution tomorrow and a little less choke. So we'll see. What do you guys think?
Am I being crazy? No opinions. I haven't watched a second of this. I think Russia wins.
Russia is going to win. They're going to get the top two. If you could bet, do an exact a box on these two, you would get a payday for sure.
Do you only get one chance?
I'm pretty sure, yes. You can you may be able to find a medals prop.
I'm going to look at something there. Because like the third favorite is 10-1.
There's zero chance that – I mean, actually,
well,
there's a chance
that two people fall on their ass.
The pressure is so great, and the gal, like, falls once, and then she starts crying on the ice and falls five more times. Like, that happens. That definitely happens. If you can find a plus money on the more experienced Medvedeva, I think this is hers. And her opportunity, this is her shot. The youngster's going to have some baubles, I bet. It was crazy, though. The short program, Medvedeva set a world record score for the short program, which then immediately got beaten by the other Russian. I've never seen anything like it. So the figure skating is really delivered in these Olympics is what it comes down to. Not only did we get people throwing Winnie the Poohs on the ice, for a Japanese guy that we got a crazy good price on, and then we got Tess and Scott bringing home the gold for Canada, keeping France off the top of the podium.
What did we bet on that Japanese skater? Was it like -150?
-150 on five dimes was the best price. Yep. I saw. Yeah,
didn't even question it. We watched the YouTube.
Yep.
We pulled up all the – there's people that sit there at these practices and chart what jumps they do at practice and if they land them.
How well they land them.
Yeah. Standing there, yeah.
They land them
charting
cleanly, blah,
how
blah, blah.
Well they do in these practices. And if you took, 20 minutes and read through the practices, it was like, he's really good. He's not hurt at all.
It's ridiculous. It was ridiculous. I've never seen anything like it. It was so fun to watch, though. He's probably the greatest male figure skater of all time. And we got him for -150 in his second Olympic gold. So, and he didn't win the long program score wise, but he won the gold going away. It was pretty awesome. Any other events that you guys are super stoked on as we wrap up this exciting edition of the Winter Olympic Games? You got to pick in the four man bobsleigh.
How many have odds up?
Nobody can find odds on that right now. That one is dragging me up a wall.
It's because they just wrapped up the training heat 3. Training Heat 3 is just finished. Your fastest sled on training was Team Austria, captained by Benjamin Meyer. Number two, Republic of Korea. Shockingly, Korea has been competitive in the sliding, even though they've never had a sliding entry in any other Olympic. I don't know, man.
Have you seen those German sleds? They got flames on the side.
I know. And the Iron badass. Eagle. They are badass. I agree. Gonna be tough. Cool. What else is there? Anything else you're keen on, Andy, heading into this weekend?
I might take the puck line here on the – what's it called? You know, in baseball, it's a run line. In hockey, it's a puck line. What would you call it in curling?
Stone line. The stone line.
Yeah, the stone line can be had on Canada versus the U.S. in the men's curling semifinal for about 150, minus 150. So I will be – I'll probably just flat bet it for a little here.
Let's see. So I'm going to bet that with you.
That's my hot bet for the night. On five dimes, you can take the – yeah, we're going to call it the stone line. I don't know if anyone's ever said that.
Minus 1.5 at minus 150?
Yep.
Cool.
That's 1.667 for you Canadians.
I love it, man. I love it. Okay, so we got two bets on Canada. Curling and women's hockey are in play. Let's go. Oh, Canada. Good stuff, guys.
We stand on guard.
Good stuff, guys. I don't have anything really on the speed skating. The speed skating's been pretty fun, but... You know, did you like a look on the short track relay on Korea, Mill?
I did, and then I was sitting here and I talked myself out of it because I don't know. I've watched a lot of the short track, and it seems ridiculous to me the more I sit here and think about it to bet on anyone that's not plus 500 and up, plus 400 and up. You know, something ridiculous.
Of course.
So much can go wrong. So, I was sitting here, I was about to click South Korea, minus 130, and then I saw Canada sitting next to it at plus 400. And I was like, looking at some of the men that they have on there, and the Samuel Girard guy has been kind of a shocker. So I took Canada, plus 400, and then in the men's 500, I went and took Samuel Girard, plus 500, because he won the 1,000. And I've lost a lot on the short track just betting these small faves. I don't think that has
to
do.
I'm gonna shake your confidence in this, my friend. Korea set the Olympic record in this relay in qualifying. They are going to be extremely tough to beat. they hold the current Olympic record at 6:34.51, and they set it on this ice on February 13th. So. This team is going to be very, very, very tough to beat. And I kind of like them at minus 130. I might bet this.
Okay, so I'm going to come back.
You've got straight syrup running through your veins. I like it, though. You just can't.
Okay, so men's 1,000. I think he set either the world record or the Olympic record, and then he didn't even make the final. And I think that's just got a little bit more the nature of what this is. It's not...
It's crazy random.
Like, they can start out very slow because that's just kind of the nature of the race, or they can go out really fast, and you know that's the nature of the race. So, and I've been struggling
might as well
a lot
swing
with
through
that.
The fences.
I'm just kind of thinking about that. Like, I don't know how relevant the times are. Maybe they are. Maybe they're not.
Interesting. Yeah, Samuel Girard. We saw him win a gold. But, you know, the Korean team is so deep on the short track. They're just so damn good. So I'm looking for
– they make their hair.
Yeah, I'm looking for the Korean team to win this 5,000-meter relay on the short track speed skating. And then, Mill, did you have a pick for the big air? There's a couple Canadians who are favored.
Yeah, so I don't know the kind of coverage NBC or like America has, but I've definitely been brainwashed into Mark McMorris up here in Canada because all you see on any kind of like news outlet or social media regarding sports is this guy crashing into a tree, almost dying 10 months ago. coming back and just dominating, and then videos of him training and what he had to do to get back to this. So I'm all in at this kid on this kid at plus 275.
All right.
I'm into that comeback story.
Oh shit. I found a bust. I'm going to send this to you, Andy. You're going to laugh your ass off when you see this ticket I just placed. All right. Let's wrap up this pod.
As we sit here in this time of year again, we'll be soon back to some basketball, and who knows, we might even try to figure out hockey. But
yeah, dude,
baseball's around the corner. But yeah, this is for the Olympics now.
Yeah, how clutch was it having the Olympics this year when NBA was an All Star break and college basketball's kind of blah this year, as far as I can tell. And so it's gonna be this came in handy. Definitely scratch that itch post Super Bowl, post NFL. Great content here on the deep dive. So, and thankfully we had the Mill to the Olympic Oracle, the Mill. You're gonna have to change your handle, man.
Go to for like the Ocho of sports handicapping. Just weird.
We'll come to you for speed skating. You just talk to these guys about anthems.
Yep. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I was alternate unders on the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Well, good stuff, guys. Thanks for your time today. Thanks for all the winners, Mill. You guys have a wonderful rest of these Olympics, and we will talk some more tennis on Monday.
That sounds like a plan. Yeah. Thanks for coming back on, Mill, and go Canada.
Thanks for all the winners. Go Canada.
Yeah. I'll talk to you.